everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm with you for about 58 minutes or so. I got a really interesting, especially for many of my listeners, an interesting topic today. And it's kind of like, and the lady I have is more of an expert, but I'm going to say for us, for my wife and I, we're in our, well, past our mid-70s, but it's helping people stay in their own home. It's a group. I've had them on in the past, got great reviews from some folks, and it's called Villages of the Berkshires. And they will be holding an information session on Thursday, March 29th at 1:30.
March 28th.
Oh, okay. It says, oh, okay. I'm sorry. March 28th at 1, is that at 1:30 though in Great Barrington, right?
Yeah, Berkshire South Community Center.
Berkshire South Community Center. I'm waiting on Representative Pignatelli to get me a passport so that I can enter into Great Barrington legally. So without further ado, this is going to be an interesting show. Parents, grandparents, and kiddos that have parents and grandparents. This show covers a whole gamut of people. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and introduce yourself, my good friend.
Hi, my name is Cully Bloom, and I'm the program director of Villages of the Berkshires.
And Cully and I have been back and forth and up and down and over and around to get a date where we both could don't we got. Give us a 30,000 foot overview of the organization, its purpose, mission, and goals, please.
Absolutely. So the idea started, I think, back in the late 80s, early 90s, actually in Boston, in the Beacon Hill Village. There was a group of older adults who decided they wanted to stay in their own homes and thought, wouldn't it be great if we just help each other out to accomplish that mission? And so it grew as a neighbors helping neighbors concept. And so, and the idea now has really taken off over the years. There are more than 400 villages throughout the country. Wow. And even internationally now, there's some in Canada. There might be some in Europe. I'm not sure, but I know there are a few in Canada. So it's a great idea. There is an overarching organization that assists all of us called the Village to Village Network. But we all operate independently and quite differently from one another. So the Villages of the Berkshires was started in 2018 by a gentleman named Howard Shapiro.
Good man.
Yes. He and his wife learned of the concept in 2016 and said, wouldn't that be great to bring it to the Berkshires? And so they did focus groups to see if it's an idea that would take off in this area. And they created a steering committee and joined Village to Village Network to provide the support to get this thing started. So it is a nonprofit organization. The way we run our village network is to have a hub and spokes model. So we have basically one core office, which is not a location, it's a person, me. I'm the only staff member. And but then I'm supported by our board of directors and we have volunteer committees. But then we have separate villages that are geographically based. So we have currently in South Berkshire County, the Sage Village, which consists of Sheffield, Alford, Great Barrington, and Egremont. Wow. And then we also have the Central Village, which encompasses Pittsfield, Lennox, Lee, and Stockbridge. And so those are our two villages currently. And folks who are members are welcome to go to events in either village. It's kind of open for everyone. And we hope to grow into more villages throughout the county as time goes on.
And it's from, I've interviewed Howard and the other guy's name escapes me, but I forget where I parked the car. So, to me, for someone, and I'm aging and I know I can't put the air conditioners in and take them out and all that malarkey that you have to do. Fortunately, I have a son that comes and does that for me. Yep. But for those folks that want to stay in their own home as they age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was funny, a war story. Every Christmas time, I get up on the ladder and I change the outside lights by the garage to red and green. Well, 2 years ago, I almost left that ladder abruptly. So, you realize when you get old, you have to, certain things you can't do. I've realized I don't get on ladders anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think, and it's part of the process, but you can stay in your own home.
Right.
That's the goal of, am I wrong in saying that, of villages, is to comfortably, let me add a word, comfortably stay in your own home.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. Just to stay in your own home, just with those little bits of help that make all the difference, you know, especially for folks who, you said your son comes and helps you, but not everyone has family nearby. And maybe no one to come and get on that ladder to change the light bulb or, you know, help move the firewood or whatever the case may be. And especially for folks who decide maybe it's no longer so safe to drive, that's especially a sticky wicket. So people who need some transportation help can have volunteers from the villages come and give them rides or run errands for them, go pick up prescriptions. You know, there's so many things a volunteer can do to help.
And as you know, I just had her on. Actually, I think she's going to follow this show. Lisa Torrey from RSVP. I guess it's you, Holly, that kind of ties all these loose ends together to help the people know where to go.
Yes, exactly. We are definitely a resource for older adults in the Berkshires. I connect a lot with the local councils on aging, elder services.
Yep.
That's really kind of my favorite part of this job is just connecting and collaborating with so many different people and different groups. So we are a great resource for assistance in many different ways, even the help we can't provide. Yeah.
Yeah. And bottom line too, we all need help.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're trying to negotiate, say, you got a doctor's appointment, you don't have a ride, you can't get, if Lisa Torrey in the Berkshire County RSVP, they will help you get transportation to that doctor's appointment.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And a lot of the local councils on aging provide transportation.
Yeah.
And many people don't know about that. And our volunteers also do that. However, we don't see it as an overlap in services so much as supplementing that, because our volunteers could do it in the evenings or weekends. You know, maybe at times the councils on aging can't provide that service. So,
yeah, and a good point. Council on Aging, RSVP, but also what this group, you could have a friend who's still driving take you to the movies. I can't.
Exactly. And we're not limited to medical appointments or, you know, it could just be for social things. And speaking of social things, you know, we even have volunteers who can make friendly visits or phone calls just to check in on somebody who lives alone and just to help them connect or, you know, to take them out socially, whatever. Lots of
options. You know, I share a story with you. Several years ago, I used to do a call-in show, but then I got my brain back and realized that there's no future in that. But I used to do a call-in show, and a lady called, and I'll never forget it. She said, I'm elderly. I'm a shut-in. My kids are all live far away, and I listen to your program 3 hours, because it used to be on 3 hours, 3 hours just to feel like I'm socializing with people, because I had to call in. And you know, when I first had Howard and the other gentleman, I can't remember, but on, they were so good at helping people make the decision. Yes, you can stay in your own home, and here's how we can help.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, being a senior, it, to me, it's a refreshing point of view to have an encouraging point of view to have, because I, you know, like I said, my son doesn't live close, but he doesn't live that far.
Right.
But, and you were saying, and I want to get into this a little bit later on. So I'll plant a seed now, membership. But, you know, I remember one of the people that we dealt with, we gave them a Ring doorbell. And you think that we gave them Mercedes because they have difficult, they have a walker. So every time the doorbell, it's not, it's a task for them to get to the door.
Mm-hmm.
Now they look at their Ring, their phone, and they see the person, and they talk to the person.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's things like that. I just think it's different. What you guys are doing is unique. Maybe that's not the right word. Caring, community, all those other words too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think one really exciting opportunity we have is to really start focusing on intergenerational connections. I think the idea started as neighbors helping neighbors, older people helping their yep. older neighbors. And that's currently how our village is as well. A lot of our volunteers happen to also be our members. And yet they say, you know, I don't really want somebody older than me climbing up on the ladder for me. So we're also trying to generate some interest in volunteering amongst younger people, you know, perhaps schools. I've connected with Berkshire Community College. Now that the pandemic is past, I think service learning opportunities will start expanding again. And we would love to have students work with us and get that opportunity to work with older people. We'd also kind of love it if our volunteers could help younger families,
exactly.
if our members could help younger families with things like walking a child to the bus stop if the parents have to go to school before the kid goes to school.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Or, you know, helping watch a pet during the daytime if there are dogs that need to be let out and a neighbor can, you know, watch a younger family's dog for them while they're away. You know, there are so many ways that we can all help one another. It's not just a one-way flow of assistance.
And, you know, I think too, don't you also... both generations can learn, or generation separations can learn from each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I know RSVP, they have it, and you guys may also have too. When you say that, they have people who go in and read to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you talk to those people, they say, Billy, it gets me out of the house.
Yeah.
You know, it gives me something to do. And you're working with people, seniors, that, you know, I think a lot of my peers, they get down in the dump, especially, I call these the tunnel months, January, February, and March. It's cold, dark, and they get I just recently had been at a situation, a get-together, and so many people are down. I said, well, what do you do? Oh, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of why I'm doing this. I think you have to have a purpose. And exactly. If you can do something, help somebody, help another senior, like you said, don't get on the ladder. If I'm not going to get on, I'm not going to let you get on.
Right. You know? You're right. Everybody wants a sense of purpose and everybody wants to help others. Sorry, somebody was just pounding on my door. I think they'll probably leave their package.
well, that happens. It happens to me all the time. Usually the doorbell guy, the UPS guy, is not ready to take the door down.
Yeah.
So Thursday, the 28th, right?
Thursday, the 28th. Thank you for bringing that up. It's next week. It's a week from today.
I know. I'm going to reschedule and have this program on Monday.
Great. Excellent. Sorry about that. You're absolutely right. Yeah. So Thursday, March 28th, 1:30, we're opening it up to the public. We're going to have refreshments and just have an informational session to invite people who might be potential members or volunteers or even local service providers. Here's something else we do, Bill, that we haven't talked about yet. And that is We can refer people to trusted service providers, you know, like when you don't know who to call to be an electrician or a plumber or,
Right,
you know, someone
right.
to welcome into your home, you don't know who to trust and people get ripped off. And so we vet some local service providers so that we can help refer people with some assurance that that it'll be a good bet. So I really encourage service providers to contact us as well so we can talk about that. Because yeah, it's kind of scary out there how many people will scam older people. So
yes, and it's getting worse. It's not getting better. I had a lady, she was a wonderful lady. She worked for the Attorney General's Consumer Protection. And some of the best advice, and I'll share it, she gave us, if the phone rings and you have caller ID and you don't recognize it or the number isn't familiar to you, don't answer it. If it's important, they'll leave a message, then you make a decision. Because I had some older relatives that they just felt they had to answer the phone, and they got caught up a couple of times. So, yeah, and what you got, that information that you gather that's more geared to seniors, that to me is invaluable.
And I think everyone wants to know, you know, a referral from someone they can trust, you know, before they let people in their home. So,
yeah. And so on the 28th, what's that going to be? Just kind of like a general informational session?
It is. So people can learn more about Villages of the Berkshires, kind of meet some of us and decide, is this a group I want to get together with? Because we also do a lot of social things together. It's a really fun group.
Yes, it is.
We have coffee clutches. People are talking about starting a book club, some walking groups. There are just all sorts of ways we can connect with one another. And so this is an opportunity to meet some of the other people in the group and see if folks feel comfortable with it. We also will have a special guest at the informational session at Berkshire South, which will include OLLI, so the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Berkshire Community College. Will have someone present to talk about their program because we've partnered with them a bit. So our members receive a half price membership to OLLI for their first year. And we've offered the same deal applies to OLLI members who want to become Villages members.
Oh, cool.
They get half price off their membership too. And so that actually brings me to a point about membership. So yes, there are membership dues. That's part of what pays for our program, as well as grant funding. But we don't want membership dues to put off anyone because cost should not prohibit people from participating in Villages. So we do have funds available for financial assistance to anyone who needs it.
At that, thank you for that, because you know, and I know there are some folks, I have this story, one of the cable providers, it used to be the box, they didn't charge her, I don't know what it was, but anyhow, excuse me, the boxes went up to $7 a month per box, and it's every TV. And I'll never forget this elderly or older lady, my age, they had a public hearing in the library in the basement in Berkshire Athenaeum. And she said, you know, to the young people from this cable company that were there, $7 doesn't seem like a lot to you, but to me, it could be a copay for a prescription. It could be groceries. It could be going out for tea kind of situation.
Right.
And I think one of the things that I really loved about your organization from when I first heard it too, was that, yes, it's all this other, but there's a real strong degree of caring, but not interfering.
Exactly. Yeah. And certainly becoming a member does not mean that people, you know, a lot of people aren't very comfortable with doing a lot of socializing. And that's certainly not a requirement. This is just to provide as much or as little connection to the organization as people want. But it is kind of a nice insurance policy to know that there's help available if and when you need it.
And it's nice to be able to, you know, it was interesting, an aside. I had a home inspection situation this morning for something. We're the last local family members from my wife and my own homes. So we've accumulated and we're holding stuff for everybody else in the family to come and look to see if they want it. Now, I don't want to tell you how long we've held it, I guess the point I'm trying to make is that kind of the separation, we used to have big Christmas. We'd have 35, 40 people at Christmas Eve, you know, and as you get older, some of the people leave us and others, they get too busy.
Yeah.
So if you can have a group like friends at the Villages of the Berkshires, I don't want to say the Villages, I'm going to end up getting sued again. Villages of the Berkshires, that to me is creating a nice group of people your age that you have a lot in common with.
Exactly. You know? And I think it just, you know, if everyone helps one another, it gives all of us a more of a sense of independence.
Yeah.
And, you know, my own mom, she'll be 84 this summer, and she lives alone in Iowa.
Yeah.
And I'm an only child. And so this is stressful for me because my mom is out there without me around, and she no longer drives. And, you know, thank goodness I have a cousin out there who checks in on her, provides her with some rides and things. But I really wish there was a village in her area because it would be so reassuring to me as the child of an older person to know that she's got people. She's got people she can call, even though I'm not out there.
Yeah, and I lived away from my parents when they were older. And I worried about that. And then my dad passed, and then my mom was alone. And so we actually, I ended up, because of I got a new job, and I, as long as I could be within an hour of an airport, I was in good shape. So knock on wood, thank God for Albany. I also think it is a relief for us, mm-hmm. the children, not you, you're a lot younger than I am, but when I was your age, it was a relief to know that somebody was here. We had a lot of cousins and everything, but it still was a worrisome, as they got older, you know, because you could tell talking to them on the phone, they weren't the same.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's hard over time. You don't want to see your parents changing, and it's, yeah, that's definitely a challenging time. And also, you know, considering, you know, is my parent still safe to live home alone? You know, how do we know? And it's no one wants to make a move. You know, that's very stressful. And yet sometimes you just want to know that safety is there. And I think something like Villages can help extend that period a bit, you know?
Yeah. And I think the Villages, they also provide other things. Now, I know we had our assistive technology people meet one time. I wasn't involved with it. I used to work for you, UCP of Berkshire, Western Mass, I'm sorry. And we have an entire, and it was main, assistive technology was mainly developed for people with disabilities. But now what they found out is it also can assist people who are seniors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now I'm going to tell you one, I probably shouldn't because there's people out there that will harass me, but that's all right. I have now, my hands are so bad from a lot of things, but I have a hard time getting off covers.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw one of these deals, assistive technology. It's not a computer. You don't have to plug it in. Doesn't have batteries. But you put it on the top of any size jar, can, or and it twists right off.
Yeah. Yeah. There are so many forms of technology that can help people in their homes. You know, like I love the personal, life alert type systems. If you fell, maybe nobody would know. You know, it's important to have some way of asking for help. So I love those, as well as sometimes families like to have cameras to be able to see their family member and know they're safe. And like you said, the doorbell, you can see who's outside and talk with them, and the phones that have, the assistance for people who are hard of hearing.
Yep. I mean, there's, or you can read it.
And, it's interesting that we're talking about technology, because I also know a lot of people who struggle to use their smartphone or tablet or their remote control. And so Villages volunteers also provide basic tech assistance as well.
Yes. And that's exactly right. And I know I just had this conversation not 2 hours ago with somebody, when they said, "Why don't you go ahead and just upload your information?"
Yeah,
dude, I'm 77 years old. How I upload it is U.S. mail.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where some of our younger volunteers come in. Very handy as well, to be able just to help you learn how to use that smartphone. And
exactly.
There's a learning curve.
You don't have to tell me. I'm right in. Mine is dead man's curve, because I do this. The only reason I can do this is because of the brilliance of the people behind the scenes. They're all brilliant engineers, techies. I missed that curve by maybe two or three generations. We're going to take a quick break. I'm here. We're talking about Villages of the Berkshires. It is a wonderful, unique, and I think its time has come. We're all baby boomers now. And when I come back, I'll illustrate a story about how far we've separated as far as baby boomers and generations. Cully Bloom, she is the program director. She's, I think she's doing a great job by getting it out there. And, this isn't my first rodeo with Villages of the Berkshires. I've been a supporter of theirs. Mr. Shapiro, who was on, I can't, the whole concept to me is rewarding and beneficial to people who are seniors. And Kelly just, Cully, sorry, just said it, to their families. Mm-hmm. Gives you relief to know somebody's checking in on mom or dad. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We're simulcasting. I got my hair done for simulcast on PCTV channel 1301. Please stay tuned. There's more to come. We will do a little repeating, because we are a morning show, and some people are just tuning in now. But if you are a senior, close to being a senior, have parents that are seniors, this is a great show for you to listen to or view. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening and watching.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. I'm here with Cully Bloom, and Cully is the program director for an organization that I'm supporting 100%. It's called Villages of the Berkshires. And if you're a senior or you're a son or a daughter or you are living alone and you're a senior, you should really look into this organization because it's been, and Cully will give you an overview again of what it does and how it started for the people that are just tuning in at 8 o'clock. Because as we grow, and I can say this, I'm old. I know, don't look it. Thanks for saying that, Cully. But I can't do what I used to do. Now, I can moan and groan and be mad and grumpy, but that's not going to help me do what I used to do. Mm-hmm. But if I have someone who I can depend upon and who I can help or who can help me, that to me is worth its weight in gold. I am fortunate. I got a great son who comes whenever we need him, but not everybody has that. So, Cully, give us a 30,000-foot, again, overview of Villages, what they do, and all the wonderful things. And like I keep telling people, this isn't my first rodeo with them. I jumped on their bandwagon. God, it's got to be. How long have they been around?
So it started just sadly right before the pandemic. It was a bit of a tricky time to try to get something started.
Yeah, in 1920, yeah. I was when I'll have to think back.
So about 2018, 2019 started, but then the pandemic came. So it was a bit of a slow start. So we're kind of having a renaissance, if you will, trying to get things up and running.
Who isn't? I mean, really?
Exactly.
So. But Cully's going to give you an overview of the mission, the goals, the concept, how it came about, and in the number, when you hear how many villages there are in Berkshire County, you're going to be shocked.
Yes.
So please.
So, Villages, it's not a place. We often get confused with the famous Villages down in Florida, which is a housing community. This is not that. We do not have a location. It's more a collection of people who help one another. So the idea is neighbors helping neighbors to help older people be able to remain in their own homes and age in place for as long as they can. And just sometimes, you know, we get by with a little help from our friends, and all it takes is just someone who can, you know, get up on the ladder and change the light bulb or do some of the things around the house that maybe are becoming a bit challenging. And perhaps there aren't family members nearby who can just zip over and take care of that. So, you know, especially out here in the Berkshires, it's a rural community. It's a little bit harder to find people who can just zip over and help. So we started again in around 2018, 2019, but the concept started back in the late 80s in Boston in the Beacon Hill Village. And such a great idea some neighbors had to help one another. And now it's grown to be nationwide and even international. There are more than 400 villages throughout the country. And here in Berkshire County, we have currently just two villages. It's a hub and spokes model. So we have one central coordinating group. We have one board, and I am the sole staff member. We are a nonprofit organization. And with our two villages located in South Berkshire County, so the Sage Village is Sheffield, Alford, Great Barrington, and Egremont. And our central village is Pittsfield, Lennox, Lee, and Stockbridge. And so it just helps volunteers and members in those two geographic areas connect because they live closer to one another. So we provide volunteers to come into the homes of older adults, our members, who request services. There's a way to get online and request volunteer services for a specific need. And our volunteers will see that need and can just plug in if they're available to do that service, which can be anything from transportation to running errands, picking up prescriptions, taking people to social events, even help with basic technology in their homes, you know, assisting with their smartphones and tablets, helping prepare meals. Maybe, you know, think about this, Bill. When people get out of the hospital or out of rehab, maybe they have visiting nurses to come and attend to their physical needs, but who's going to bring in the mail? You know, if you just had a hip replacement, who's going to bring your prescriptions to you? You know, so there are lots of ways volunteers can assist. And we provide social events if people are interested. We can refer people to trusted service providers for all kinds of home maintenance and whatnot.
My background is criminal justice, so I can tell you we are targets for scams. Mm-hmm. We are just being a senior. When they look, the scammers look, and they look, we are targets.
Yeah.
So having an organization like Villages of the Berkshires is a wonderful asset to you to say, I just give you this because it was given to me. If you don't recognize the number, don't answer the phone.
Right.
If it's important, and also don't be scammed. If they say, this is a sheriff's department call the sheriff's department, call the police department and tell them, because mm-hmm. they'll sense my 50 plus years in that field. If we want to talk to you, we'll send somebody to the house.
Mm-hmm.
The camaraderie to the socialization.
Yeah.
That seems to dwindle when you get older.
Right.
Like today, I mean, it's cold. The wind is blowing 100 miles an hour. It would be nice to go out, but nah, you know, what tends to happen, that gets to be a routine. We, my wife and I, we literally not force, but encourage ourselves to go out and do different things, even if it's to go to the big Y, you know?
Right. Yeah. And I do think, you know, people are comfortable with different amounts of socialization.
That's,
you know,
right.
Some folks like to be home and alone. So we never force ourselves on anyone, but yet people can request friendly visits or even just check-in phone calls. You know, my grandmother used to have a neighbor across the street, and she and this neighbor both lived alone. They really didn't go out. And every morning they would call one another and say, I'm alive. You still alive? Yep. And they just felt good knowing that somebody knew. Yeah. Somebody's checking in and knows that they're not on the floor. They haven't had a fall, you know. And so our volunteers can provide those kinds of check-in calls or visits if people are comfortable with that. It's just one of the many things people could have, but certainly wouldn't be forced to do.
Well, I don't know how it was where you grew up, but I grew up in the north end of Pittsfield. And I've told a story on the air before. My brother, Bernie, got a job. And my mom and my dad was a firefighter. My mom was a nurse. So we were true blue-collar people. But anyhow, so Bernie gets a job, and he comes in, sits at the table, and he says, oh, listen, we're going to Hampton Beach in July. And he said to my father, don't say anything. I've already paid for it. It's all set. And well, my mother then panics and says, oh, we got to find the front door key. And when we sold the house 30 years later, we still hadn't found the front door key. But that was the neighborhood we grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody took care of everybody else. Well, I've since lived all over the country, all over the world. And I can tell you, sometimes we didn't know neighbors two doors down, east or west.
Mm-hmm. So it's hard to know who you can call and who you can trust.
That's the point I was trying to make. Yes.
And even if you just, you know, if you need car maintenance, who can, you know, it's like, who can you go to that, you know,
reliable, is right. Trustworthy.
So we can make those kinds of referrals to people. And also we do vet all of our volunteers and our members as well, because we want our volunteers to know they can be safe going into the home of a member. Yeah. So we'd run Corrie background checks on all of our volunteers and our members for safety. And it's just such a great way for folks to help one another. But also the intergenerational piece is what we're aiming for now as well.
And you know, you do know. And for other, there are more and more baby boomers. I have an interesting article that I read. It was in the New York Times. And for my right-wing friends, please, I don't read the New York Times every day, just for interesting articles. And it was, who's going to care for the caregivers? Because I can tell you, working previously for UCP of Western Mass, finding caregivers today is not an easy task. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, the need is much greater than the availability.
Yes.
And so villages can fill that slot for many years for seniors.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, we cannot provide any of the hands-on type care.
No,
certainly not medical, but right. Definitely those things that the visiting nurses aren't able to do. You know, the bringing in the mail, running to get your prescription yeah. for you, giving you a ride somewhere. You know, all of those things. You know, maybe even helping with light chores or light maintenance projects around your home, raking your yard, some gardening. I mean, there's so many endless possibilities of things that volunteers can do that can help you extend your time staying home and aging in place. So
just sometimes a telephone call.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My brother called my mother every day through the end of her life at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I call my mom every day too. Yeah. but sometimes people don't have that luxury, and a volunteer will fit the bill.
That's what I'm saying to people. And I found in volunteer, you get more out of volunteering, honest to God, than you give. That's been my experience, you know, and people, I think loneliness and lack of socialization and all of these kind of heavy duty things, mm-hmm. they enhance or increase the aging process.
And, you know, it's timely because I believe the Surgeon General came out with a big statement about the epidemic of loneliness being such a health factor for people in our country, yeah. especially older adults. Isolation and loneliness is really detrimental to our health.
Yeah. Yeah. I years and years ago, I had open heart surgery and I couldn't do anything for a month, you know, anything strenuous like I was going to. But that was the caution they gave me. So anyhow, after about 2 weeks, I was talking to the squirrels. I mean, and the sad part was they were talking back. But I couldn't wait to get into cardiac rehab. I couldn't wait to talk, visit with friends, go out to dinner. And you're right, that isolation, that loneliness, the lack of community. We're human beings are meant to be with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's my psychological assessment.
Yeah. And that's one of my favorite things about Villages of the Berkshires, is just that connection with other people. And so I'm very excited that we're having this informational session March 28th. At 1:30 at Berkshire South Community Center for anyone interested. But we really are looking for more members and more volunteers as well. We'd really like to encourage people to get involved with villages, no matter what age they are, young people, old people. We want everyone to be involved as volunteers with villages.
Yeah, and let's drive that point home yeah. a little bit. It's for seniors, but the volunteers can be just about any age.
Absolutely. Yes, we would love to have younger people involved, and it's such a win-win for everyone. I think younger volunteers can really benefit by connecting
Yes.
with older people. There's so much to be learned, connecting with our wise older adults. And conversely, of course, it's beneficial for older people to help one another and just feel they're of service to
And you really are, because that phone call to somebody who watches TV or listens to the radio or just sleeps or whatever, that phone call could be the best thing that's happened to them all day. You know, and I close my show, have been for years, by saying, God bless, and today let's do something for somebody. You know, because that's what I have found through my life, my career, even now as I do this, that sometimes it's really the little things, saying thank you. Or I was at a place the other day, and I said, "Hey, thanks so much for doing that." And I went, "What?" I said, "What's the matter?" I said, "Thank you." She said, "We don't ever hear that anymore." Isn't that a sh— And they're wonderful people.
Wow.
So I mean, I have to tell you this to show you the gap. I was asked to do a little spiel for some PhD students in pharmacy, and I was asked because I'm a diabetic, and so anyhow, they wanted to know about diabetes, and I said, well, my diabetes was caused from my exposure to Agent Orange when I was in Vietnam. And so I got a little spiel, 20 minutes. So at the end, very respectfully, several of them raised their hands. And I, boy, must have really hit a nerve. And I said, yes. And the lady was so student, young lady, said, I have to ask you, what is Agent Orange? And that shows you the separation of the generations. I think you're a lot younger than I am, but we grew up in neighborhoods. We grew up doing for each other. I can remember I shoveled for Alex McGregor and his wife Maisie when I was 14 years old, because they were old and my father told me to go shovel their walkway. And they didn't have any money to pay me. But it was a different world. But I think what Villages is creating, its own world, its own environment. And that, to me, if you're a senior, take a hard look at it and what you can get out of it, but also what you can contribute to it.
Yes,
Seniors
absolutely.
bring with them a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge and a lot of life.
Absolutely. And Bill, I want to take the opportunity to let your viewers and listeners know so how they can connect with
Yes,
Villages of the
please.
Futures. So we do have a website, and it is just www.villagesoftheberkshires.org. And I think you can just Google Villages of the Berkshires and find us as well. So we have a website, and all the information you need is there. And it's also important to know and that people can call us anytime. I'm the only staff member, so if you call, you'll get me. And people can call 413-409-6400 anytime. And I'd be happy to talk with people to give them more personalized information about it. We have an email address, info@villagesoftheberkshires.org. And so I really encourage people to reach out and just find out more. It is membership based. I know people are always wondering, well, if I want to be part of this, how much does it cost? So we have memberships available for individuals, for couples. And the really important thing to know is that financial assistance is available. So we don't want money to exclude anyone. We really want this to be available for anyone who needs help and wants to be part of it.
And the other, how old, what's the age requirement?
Interesting you would say that. We have no age requirement.
Oh, cool.
And I'll tell you the reason. It's for anybody who just thinks they want and need the help in their homes and
Right.
want to connect with us. The reason we didn't set an age limit is because it would also be lovely to have younger families join as members to perhaps have an older person volunteer to walk their
Oh,
child to the
sure.
bus stop, or have some after school hanging out time while the parent is at work and maybe tutoring or reading together. Pet care for a younger family. So
Oh,
young
that's a
families
good
can
one.
receive volunteer help as well from older people. I love that intergenerational concept.
Yeah, I do. Now, see, I never that never crossed my mind, but you know what? It makes so much sense. Like you said, walking a pet for an older person, or an older person walking a pet for a younger person. But also, all the, my wife is a teacher, a retired teacher with over 40 years, and the big thing for her is reading. And I was so happy to hear from my good friend Lisa Torrey. The RSVP has volunteers that go into the schools and read.
Absolutely.
And there's so much. And here's the other thing. Cully is completely connected with all the councils on aging
Okay.
and RSVP. So I think one of the big things that I think the villages of the Berkshires bring is, she knows how to negotiate, navigate, whatever, certain things that would take us months to figure out.
Yep, absolutely. I do a lot of networking and that's been so much fun, but so beneficial to our members, I think, just in the, ability to connect people with one another and the resources they need. And Bill, when you were talking about how the RSVP program provides volunteers in the schools, I'll tell you just something. Now, this was not a formalized volunteer program I was part of, but my family, when I was raising my children, we had a couple of dogs that really needed attention in the daytime, but our family was at school and at work all day.
Ooh.
The couple behind us were in their 80s, and we discovered that they wanted to have our dogs come visit them for the day while we were
Oh.
at school and work. So our dogs came and got lots of loving all day long. And then they came home, they sent them back home to us in the evenings. And it was such a win-win. And this couple, the woman would tell me almost daily, "Polly, this has changed my life. I get no
Oh.
housework done
That's
and I
right.
don't care. I just love hugging these dogs all day." And it was such a great thing
That
for
is
both
great.
families.
And I will tell you what, as a family who always had a dog up until recently, we're just too old. Sometimes we would go out to the Humane Society just to get our dog fixed. But what a wonderful story that is. We're going to recap for you right now. Villages of the Berkshires. I'm just I stuttered there because I can't say enough good things about it. It will be better if you get involved one way or the other. It always anytime any whatever you're doing always helps an organization. Kelly Bloom, her number is 413-409-6400. If she's not there, the automatic teller will take your home. Kelly's the only staff member, so if she really gets mad at the office, she looks in the mirror and gives it hell. The other in the internet is info at villages of the Berkshires S dot org. And don't hesitate. Also, coming up March 28th, this, if you're really interested, I think you should pursue this. March 28th, 1:30 at the Berkshire South Community Center in Great Barrington. They're going to have an information center seminar. Older adults, members of all ages. Also, Ollie will be there. And I'm very connected with Ollie under the old director. Megan Weldon, we go back a long way. Big supporter of Ollie, super, super supporter of Ollie. And so I think it's going to be worth the trip, quite honestly, if you're coming from any place other than Pittsburgh or Cape Barrington. Colly, you've been a great representative of an organization I think the world of. If you have more things coming up, or you can find Mr. Shapiro wherever he may be hiding, tell him he can hide, but I'll find him. Let's do this again soon and talk about all the things that have transpired since its inception.
Absolutely.
But you guys have grown. I mean, I think when I first interviewed them, I think it was just Great Barrington.
Yeah.
And now you're in Central and all these other towns. I can't. That's terrific.
Bill, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk with you this morning.
Listen, no, I enjoyed it a lot. I just got one announcement, and it's down in your neck of the woods. St. Mary's Charitable Bingo for the help support the Catholic school, St. Mary's School. Last bingo, they had over 114 players. It's such a wonderful organization, such a wonderful way to spend an afternoon. And the next bingo is April the 13th. If you want to find out more about that, you can. Let me just try to pull this up, which I. Okay, bingo. The game starts at 2:30. It's full bingo program with charitable lotteries and all that kind of stuff. If you want to find out more about it, you can call St. Mary's. And questions, call us 413-243-1079. And I can't say enough for St. Mary's School and Villages of the Berkshires. Colly, good luck. I'm always here for you, kiddo. You got all my information now. Feel free to contact. To my listeners and viewers, God bless. And remember, let's take care of somebody today. Let's take care of each other. Mm. It can be a nasty world out there, and it doesn't have to be. What you can do with a smile to a clerk, to a waitress, could change their day for the better. Mm. Thanks. We'll talk to you.
Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Say hi to Mr. Shapiro, her house. Keep on, keep on.